The final case for oral argument this morning is State of South Dakota versus Connie L. Schwartz and Rick W. Schwartz. For the appellants, the Schwartzes, is Mr. Barry Vlassman, attorney from Brookings, and for the appellee, State of South Dakota, is Mr. Grant Gormley, an assistant attorney general. The court would also like to welcome students from Morningside College who are joining us. Mr. Vlassman, you may proceed, sir. You have 20 minutes.
Thank you. May it please the court, counsel. The issues in this appeal are threefold, the first of which is one of first impression in South Dakota. Did the warrantless search and seizure of the appellant's trash bags in this case violate their state constitutional protection against unreasonable search and seizure of the personal property? The circuit court held that the South Dakota Supreme Court has not indicated that it would rule any differently than what the United States Supreme Court ruled in California versus Greenwood, a 1988 case of California, which, and the Supreme Court in that case said that people do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy in their trash bags that they leave out for the sanitation workers. The second issue is whether the circuit court erred in holding that the affidavit in support of the search warrant in this case established probable cause for the issuance of a search warrant to search the appellant's residence and their persons. And the third issue is whether the circuit court erred in denying appellant's motions to suppress their statements under State versus Abdouche, which is based on Wong Sun versus United States.
Now, if you win on the first issue, you're really all done. You're all the way through to the end, aren't you?
I'm not sure what the court means.
If you win on the first issue.
Oh, yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And I'd like to just to see if you agree with me that what we're dealing with here is far more than the right of privacy in your two clients, the Schwartzes, aren't we?
Yes, Your Honor.
We're actually dealing with the right of privacy of every person in this room, aren't we?
Yes, Your Honor.
And as a matter of fact, every person in the state of South Dakota, we're going to decide what their right of privacy is in their garbage that they put on their curb.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Okay. Go ahead.
In January of 2003, Steve Prunty, a Brookings, South Dakota resident, went to Sioux Falls to the Drug Enforcement Administration office to tell a DEA agent there that he had information that certain individuals in Brookings were not only possessing methamphetamine in their homes, but also distributing it from their homes. He talked to Special Agent Harvison there, and Special Agent Harvison sent Steve Prunty back to Brookings to talk to a local DCI agent named Jason Even. Even met with Prunty on January 30th of 2003, and at that time, Steve Prunty told Even that all of his information came from his estranged wife, not from his own personal observations of my clients. Harvison had never met Prunty before. He had never used him as a confidential informant, and he did not vouch for his credibility to Agent Even. Based on what Prunty has told to Agent Even, decides to investigate further, and in his affidavit for support of a request for a search warrant, he deems Steve Prunty to be a credible informant and has credible information, even though he has never met him before. He has never used him as an informant before, and all of his information comes from his wife.
But isn't by this time the garbage been inspected?
No.
Oh, all right.
No. But in the affidavit leading up to the issuance of the search warrant, he says, after what Steve Prunty told me, I decided to do further investigation.
That's what I'm saying. But when the affidavit is prepared, the garbage has been checked already.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So what we're involved with is whether or not when a homeowner puts their garbage on the curb for the purpose of having the garbage truck take it to the dump, whether or not a neighbor or a police officer has the right to intercept and search that garbage, aren't we?
Yes, Your Honor.
And is that based on the South Dakota Constitution as opposed to, what are you basing it on?
I'm basing my argument that people in South Dakota have a reasonable expectation of privacy in their garbage under the state constitution against unreasonable search and seizure. And I realize that disagrees with the stance taken by the United States Supreme Court in California versus Greenwood. However, two state Supreme Courts since California versus Greenwood have ruled that a search warrant must be obtained before you can go and search someone's garbage. That would be the Vermont Supreme Court and also the New Jersey Supreme Court.
Well, at what point then is it deemed abandoned? When it's on the truck, when it's in the landfill, where? At some point it's got to be abandoned.
My position is that if a law enforcement officer is going to search somebody's garbage, they're going to do it before it gets put up, even gets put on the garbage truck. They're not going to wait till it gets put on the garbage truck or till it's taken to the sanitation landfill, where they're going to have to search through the whole landfill to find something.
How about the garbage truck? Is there still privacy expectations when it's been pitched in the garbage truck?
I would say yes, because the people who put their garbage out on their lawn for pickup by the sanitation worker do not expect that sanitation worker to look what's inside that garbage bag. They expect their garbage to be taken to the dump all the way without being opened by anyone.
What about at the landfill? Where is the constitutional law? Once it's dumped on the ground at the landfill?
Once it's dumped on the ground at the landfill and it's covered up by dirt or whatever, then it's basically inaccessible.
Before it's covered up by dirt, can you look then?
I would say no, Your Honor, and that's based on a practicality. A law enforcement officer is not going to wait till something is taken to the landfill before he goes to a judge and asks for a search warrant or decides to search what's inside this garbage bag. He's going to get it right from the lawn, like what happened in this case. And I'm saying that before he does that, he should get a search warrant to do it.
If an individual homeowner takes their garbage to the dump themselves, no police officer or neighbor would have the right to intercept them and search their garbage that's in the car on the way to the dump, would they?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, but once the person gets there and they throw the garbage out into the dump, they have no longer any right of privacy, do they? They've disposed of it. They've gotten rid of it.
I suppose it depends on how they've gotten rid of it, whether they just throw it on top of the pile or whether they throw it in there and put some other stuff on top of it where it can be considered abandoned. However, I don't believe a police officer is going to follow someone to the dump and wait for them to throw something on the pile and bury it before they...
Well, whether you believe that or not, whether you believe that or not, it doesn't determine what the right of the police to do it is, you know? I mean, if they're following the guy, why wouldn't they do that? I think that's beside the point. But anyway, let's not lose sight of the fact that once it's disposed of in the garbage dump, it probably certainly has no more right of privacy.
I would agree with that, Your Honor. But people put their garbage out to be taken to the dump and expecting it not to be opened at any point forever.
Would we have two classes of privacy in South Dakota if we adopt your view? Because the federal law still would allow, for example, FBI to come in and search my trash to enforce a federal law, wouldn't they? So you'd have a state enforced laws that could not be enforced by searching trash, but you'd have federal laws that could.
I believe the federal district court in South Dakota would follow the state law at that point and say that you need to get a search warrant before we're going to allow this evidence into federal court in South Dakota.
You believe that the federal district court would apply the South Dakota Constitution to preclude it, even though this federal constitution allows it?
Yes, and that's what has happened in Vermont and New Jersey. Both those cases, the State versus Hempel and State versus Richard Morris, came out after California versus Greenwood, and they're in opposition to California versus Greenwood.
Are they state case court cases or federal?
State.
Have there also been a substantial change in facts just in the last 14 years since Greenwood, such as running rampant cases of identity theft and everything else that indicates you ought to have a greater right of privacy in your garbage?
I believe so, Your Honor. I can't turn on my television anymore without seeing national commercials on it, what to do to protect your identity, including what to do with your garbage to protect your identity against theft. That tells me that people have a reasonable expectation of privacy in their garbage, and that if you're going to search it, you should get a search warrant to do it. And it's not an onerous burden for a police officer to get a search warrant to search someone's garbage. If they think that someone is dealing drugs out of their home, the most common thing a police officer would do would surveil that house and see if people are going in there at all hours of the day for short periods of time and then leaving. That was not done in this case. An entire week went by and there was no surveillance of the house. The officer only did two trash pulls, one himself and one from the sanitation worker, 1 week apart. But there was no surveillance to get probable cause, to get a search warrant, or to tell a judge that I've seen a lot of people going in there for 5 minutes and then coming back out.
Could you expand a little bit on those facts? Both trash pulls were done on the regularly scheduled time and date for city pickup, is that correct?
Yes, and on the first date, the officer was there before the city sanitation worker got there.
And did the officer, as I understand it, on one of the pulls, the officer let the sanitation worker pick up the trash? Is
correct.
That right? That's correct?
Yes.
And on the second occasion, the officer went into the receptacle himself, or how did that happen?
On February 4th, the officer went on to the curtilage of the property and retrieved the garbage bag out of the trash container and took it down to the local police department. 1 week later, on February 11th, a sanitation worker was there, and he told the sanitation worker, please get that out of the trash can and give it to me. And then he took those trash bags down to the police department.
These trash cans, were these city receptacles or were they the homeowner's receptacles?
They have City of Brookings on the outside of them, Your Honor, so I believe they belong to the city.
However, he went on to the curb. I'm curious about that now. I thought these trash cans were at the curb and were ready to be picked up, but is that not true?
I showed Agent Even at the motion hearing some photographs of where the trash cans normally were for pickup, and he verified, yes, that's the approximate location of the trash can, where the trash can was on February 4th when I picked up the trash bags out of it. And if you look at it, it's on the appellant's lawn, on the grass.
So right by the curb then? I mean, was it in the place where it was to be in order to be picked up?
Yes, it was on their lawn waiting to be picked up, but it was not out in the street.
And was it on the parkway or was it on the grass inside the sidewalk?
I don't believe there is a sidewalk on that trailer court. I believe it was just on the appellant's lawn.
Was there a curb? By the road. It was by the road. Is that what you're saying? It wasn't up by his house where he throws it in and then takes it down at a later time.
I'd have to check the photograph again, but to the best of my memory, the lawn goes right up to the edge of the road.
Okay, so it's by the road, ready to be picked up.
Yes.
Could he have reached into the garbage can without stepping on to your client's property?
From what I've seen, I don't believe he could, Your Honor. I'm 6'2", and I don't believe I could do it.
Is this an automated trash pickup system, or is this where the garbage man gets out and throws it in the trash?
It's an automated system where these polyvinyl big trash cans are picked up by an arm on the sanitation
truck. It has to be close enough to the road for the trash truck to get to it and pick it up.
Yes, the arm comes out, lowers it down, then picks it up and dumps it into the back of the trash truck.
I'm kind of interested in the implications for the civil side of this. If we say, as you're arguing here, that there is an expectation of privacy in South Dakota, what are the implications for the civil side? Wouldn't we be bound then to say that there may be a cause of action against, say, a trash man for negligent disclosure of trash? You know, people put a lot of their private, very intimate things in the trash, prescription bottles, reports, letters, bills that could reveal some very, very intimate things about a person's life. What if the trash man accidentally or negligently releases that? Is there a cause of action for that?
If it's accidental, I don't believe there would be. If it's intentional, I believe there would be. If someone goes through my trash, whether it's a police officer or my next door neighbor or somebody I don't know, if I see that happening out my picture window, I'm going to go out there and confront that person and say, what are you doing? What are you looking for? Why are you invading my privacy?
Well, and then
see what that person says.
Following your theory to its extension, then it would even be a violation of a person's civil rights to be out there in the landfill if you're a private person going through it. You could sue them if they did it, right? Because you have told us that they always maintain that right of privacy even in the landfill.
I believe it could be if the court says that a search warrant must be obtained before that garbage bag can be searched. and they don't do it, whether it's...
No, I'm taking Justice Konenkamp's line and taking it to the ultimate conclusion. On the civil side, if we recognize a right of expectation of privacy, does this create a cause of action for people going through things at the dump and happen to find something? People do that.
If someone would go out and intentionally go through my garbage, even at the landfill, I could see it leading to a cause of action for invasion of privacy.
All right.
I think you're wrong on that, but we'll leave it as it is. But I think you have to look at the laws of principle and agency. And the city here, even though they're the city of Brookings, they clearly are the agent of the principal, who's the homeowner. And the principal hires an agent to do things that are either convenient or necessary for them because they can't do them or don't want to do them. And the agent, the city, with their garbage cans, deposit it in their truck and they take it to the dump. And that's the sole purpose of what the agency is for. So once they deposit it in the dump, it's anybody's free game. I think that you're wrong on that point if you're trying to extend it beyond the deposit in the garbage dump.
Of course, your client doesn't have any choice, does he? I mean, and I assume in the city of Brookings, if he wants to dispose of his trash, he has to put it in the city's trash container in front of his house. Has to be there on the day that they pick it up. He can't hoard it. He can't stockpile it in his backyard. That's probably against the law. He can't burn it, I'm sure of that.
He can deliver it there himself, can he?
He can deliver it to the dump himself, but it has to be the city dump. But by city ordinance 70-71 and 70-102, if you don't take it to the city dump yourself in a closed container, just like the city does, then you are in violation of the law. And you cannot deposit your trash on anyone else's property except where the city designates that you can deposit that trash.
By container, do you mean a trash bag or an actual plastic container?
I believe 70-71 says a sealed container. And it doesn't say trash bag, but I assume when they say sealed container, they mean one like the city uses to dump garbage into their trucks.
Is that ordinance in the record?
I did not put it in the record, Your Honor. I looked it up yesterday morning before I came to court, but I assume it was in the record, and it is.
Are you saying that the sealed container has to be deposited in the garbage dump itself?
I don't believe the city.
Aren't you talking about, isn't the sealed container the container in which you dump into the garbage truck?
The ordinance, I can read the ordinance if you'd like, Your Honor, but I believe the ordinance says sealed container because they're afraid of flies and pestilence and disease getting into the
container. So an opaque bag, garbage bag that we all buy and use, or a black one, whatever, that's just the string is tied at the top, is not adequate under that ordinance?
May I take a look at the ordinance here?
Do it on your rebuttal, okay? Do it in between your rebuttal.
I have a question again. You know, the federal test, we have a two-part test under federal law. In order to establish a right of privacy, you have to have a subjective expectation of privacy, and then part two, we have to say that that's a reasonable expectation. Would you apply that under, now you're saying that we should use the South Dakota Constitution to recognize a greater right of privacy. Would you say that we should use the same test, the same two-part test?
No, Your Honor. In State versus Temple, the New Jersey case where the New Jersey Supreme Court rule that you need to get a search warrant before you can search someone's garbage, they said that the test is whether a person has a reasonable expectation of privacy in their garbage, not a subjective expectation of privacy. And that's the way the...
So there's just a one-part test in New Jersey?
Yes. And I believe also in Vermont. And they talk about what society expects nowadays compared to in the past. And
is there anything different about South Dakota that we would expect a different level of privacy than another state or the U.S. Constitution?
I believe it is up to the Supreme Court of each state to determine what their citizens can expect as to having a reasonable expectation of privacy in their trash. There are a number of states that have done that, and there are a number of states that have gone along with the California versus Greenwood, even though that case is 16 years old, and a lot of things have happened in the last 16 years as far as what you put in your garbage for privacy.
Let me follow up on what Justice Minor just asked you. Is there anything different about the wording of South Dakota's constitution that would give us some enlightenment about what South Dakota intended when its constitution was created?
No, the Fourth Amendment against a warrantless search and seizure, or unreasonable search and seizure, in the federal constitution, it's virtually verbatim the same in the South Dakota state constitution. However, this court in the past has said that we were going to expand the rights of our citizens in South Dakota beyond what the federal court has done. And I believe that was in State versus Neville, State versus Ackerman, where this court has gone beyond what the federal court has done in saying what kind of privacy a citizen living in South Dakota has.
One last question for me. Is the road in this trailer park, is that a public dedicated street, or is that just a private driveway within a trailer park?
It's designated, I believe, 8th Avenue South.
But a what?
It's designated 8th Avenue South, but it dead ends at the end of the trailer court. And it's chipped rock, it's not a pavement like the rest of the streets in the city.
Okay, but you don't know if it's a city dedicated street or just an extension of a city dedicated street, which is really a private road within the trailer park.
I did not check that, Your Honor.
Your time has expired. Thank you, Mr. Glassman. Mr. Gormley, you have 20 minutes, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court. I would like to start with the facts of this particular case. First of all,
we've gotten along real well without him.
The problem was that much of what was previously said, I don't think, is in the record. And so if we want to limit ourselves to what the record talks about, then I think the facts are quite a bit different from what was discussed earlier. I agree that it was a federal agent who talked to a specific individual and said this individual had talked with an ex-wife that he was reconciling with who was doing methamphetamine. And the ex-wife said, there are a bunch of people in Brookings doing this, identified particular people, including the two defendants in this case, and also identified some other people. He then told the state law enforcement agent, and the state law enforcement agent, I don't believe, was familiar with the defendants, but he was familiar with other people that were named. And he was familiar with them because of prior drug investigations. As a result of that, the person that gave him the information drove the law enforcement officer to the house of the defendants and pointed out where the house was. And before the law enforcement officer went further, apparently he checked the cable and phone services at the house to be sure the house belonged to the names that were identified, namely the defendants in this case.
Mr. Gormley, though, none of that really is relevant if this court rules that you have no expectation of privacy in your garbage that you set out on the curb.
I think it's relevant in the sense that there seems to be a suggestion that maybe police are just going to start wandering to your house or mine or any house out there.
So,
and they're not just willy-nilly walking down the street.
So are you suggesting then that we have a threshold finding that the court would need to make, that there was some good faith or reasonable, articulable suspicion or something of that nature before they go through your trash?
I'm not looking at that. What I believe is necessary is to say that this cop did not go and perform the trash pulls with no information about this location and these people before he got there.
But he didn't have probable cause, you'll concede that.
He certainly had probable cause with the trash pulls.
Well, I'm saying though, but he didn't have probable cause to search the trash.
He doesn't need it.
I know that, but
I don't think it's a pretty weak case to say what he knew before he did the trash pulls is enough to have probable cause to do the search warrant for the house. The only other thing he knew that I don't think was mentioned is that he knew that Rick Schwartz, one of the defendants, had a prior conviction for distribution of controlled substances. But having said that, now let's get to the trash pull. What I got from the record, and I, of course, am not there, I've never seen the site. I can't tell you whether there was a curb and whether there were steel cans and all of those things, but I didn't see any of that in the record. What was in the record was that the trash was on the boulevard. That's what we knew, whatever that means. And we also knew that it was in City of Brookings trash bags. That's what we know. There isn't more than that. We're not talking steel receptacles and are the bags opaque or not opaque or a lot of other things. It was on the boulevard in City of Brookings bags to be taken by the City of Brookings to the dump.
So is there anything in the record? Do the individual residents then purchase these bags from the city or have to purchase a certain
city
bag?
Normal experience is that the city provides trash bags, which are what they expect to be used to haul trash to the dump. And in this particular case, that must have been the case because they were identified as City of Brookings trash bags.
Is that significant in this case, that the city may or may not have owned these bags?
I think what it shows is that this individual abandoned the bags to the city so the city could take it to the dump. It was on the boulevard, left there to be taken to the dump. I think that's the only logical interpretation of where these bags were and what they were there for.
I sure question your use of the word abandon, because if you heard my analogy from the law of agency, the homeowner is the principal, and the garbage man is just simply the agent of the principal, and he's supposed to do what the principal tells him to do. And therefore, the city is not the agent of the cops, he's not the agent of the neighbors, but the city and the garbage man are the agent of the principal to take it to the dump and dump it.
I don't think that's accurate, Your Honor. I don't think that the city is the agent of the person who is the homeowner to take the stuff to the dump. If that's the case, then if the city has a traffic accident hauling it to the dump, we can start suing the homeowner because their agent committed some act that was improper in the course of fulfilling that activity. I think the city's the city, and they haul the garbage to the dump. I don't think they're the agent of the homeowner at all. The homeowner pays money, is a citizen of the city.
For what purpose? They pay money to have the city take the stuff to the dump and deposit it, right?
That does not make the city the agent of the homeowner.
I disagree, but it's immaterial because we know what the duty is, don't we?
We know what the duty
is. The duty is to take it to the dump and deposit it.
That's right.
Thank you.
But when it is abandoned and is left on the boulevard, the United States Supreme Court says you have no expectation of privacy. The federal courts, of course, follow that under the United States Constitution. And so do the vast majority of states. To say what is being asked here of this court is, what they're in effect saying is, why don't we be one of about three states in the country that has some standard that nobody else has?
Let's go more global then. What's wrong with the Vermont case and the New Jersey case? Why shouldn't we follow those two decisions?
Well, as was stated in the earlier argument, the United States Constitution and the South Dakota Constitution are virtually identical. And so there isn't any reason to do something different. In Iowa, an Iowa case looked at this and said, why would the scope of the state constitution be different than the federal constitution when it basically is identical and reads the same way? The suggestion in Vermont is, and I don't remember the particulars, but the Vermont Constitution is a unique constitution. It is written differently than the federal constitution. Ours is not done in that way. So I think, you know, the argument seems to be that they make simply a general argument of, we think we should have some privacy right in our trash when it's set out to be hauled away. And I don't know why that's a logical argument.
Do you have an accurate count at hand what the state breakdown is with the count?
I do not. There is cited in the state's brief an annotation, ALR annotation, that's got lots and lots and lots of cases, and I didn't count out the specifics of that. But the United States Supreme Court in Greenwood, when it had this case, said, you know, the dissenters in the Greenwood case said, boy, the public is going to be shocked when they see this decision that we don't have privacy. And the majority in the Greenwood case said, you know, you dissenters are such a minority that I don't think you have any idea at all what the general public's attitude is going to be. You're simply taking a very slim minority position that hardly anyone follows. So even at the time they decided the case, they knew that there were people out there, or a small number of courts out there that had a different view of it.
Should we take account of the fact, though, that in the last decade or so, that Congress has enacted many laws to increase the rights of privacy? And so is the South Dakota legislature. We have new acts protecting people's medical information, their insurance information, all of those things. And we also have a great fear now that things like the Patriot Act have eroded away our privacy. Are those things that maybe the Supreme Court didn't have a chance 20 years ago to consider?
There certainly are things that have changed since the Greenwood decision was issued, but I would say that if a review of the court cases had dealt with this issue, not a lot of other privacy issues have not gone the route that the defendant in this particular case is asking us to go. So I'd say even if it's true that there are liberties that we're more concerned about today because of recent events than we might have been years ago, this particular liberty is not one that has come to the forefront where there's been any sort of groundswell of change to do something about this interpretation. I would say the Supreme Court's interpretation is as good today as it was 15 years ago.
So if we adopt your argument here, there really wouldn't be anything to keep the law enforcement or anybody else from just going up and down the street every day checking everybody's garbage. Which brings me to another point, because when you began your argument, you really went through the steps that the officers, the information the officers had, and that, you know, maybe they didn't just go on a fishing expedition up and down the street, which suggests to me that maybe we in South Dakota would at least expect that there's some threshold right of privacy, and that before you can go through my garbage, you would have to have some general suspicion or something, which is how you started out your argument.
Well,
so,
I'm sorry.
That's just would you comment on that?
Well, I think if that's going to be the case, my expectation would be that it would have to happen and that people would have to be offended by it, and they'd probably do something about it. But I don't think we have any reason to believe that the police are going to start wandering up and down the neighborhoods.
But this wouldn't prevent them from doing that, however.
It doesn't, and it does, and the United States Supreme Court doesn't prevent it in any of the federal cases, and most of the other states that have adopted the principle I'm talking about have not prevented it either. And it, so far as I know, there have not been cases where there's been that kind of a problem. We've had cases where they had like this, where there's legitimate information that there may well be a problem at a particular location, and in this case it's a drug case, and you might find drug paraphernalia or other things in the garbage, which is what happened here. It was in that sort of context that this happened. And the other thing that happened here, and I think it should be emphasized, it was mentioned earlier, there were two garbage pulls. In one garbage pull, the police took the garbage. In the other garbage pull, the city of Brookings took the garbage. There have been...
Give me the details. Give me some more details on that. Exactly what happened.
I don't think that the record really shows, Your Honor. All it really shows is it was not done, that it was done by the city employees. That's about all it says. And I didn't see anything that was very specific about where did they take it? Did they put it on the truck first? Did they haul it somewhere and someone else grabbed it? I don't know. I could be wrong, but I just don't remember there being much specific detail on that. The point is that in both of the garbage pulls, these pieces of black and burned foil were found, both when it was taken by law enforcement the first time and where the city took it and then gave it to law enforcement the second time. And that has some significance because there's occasionally a case out there, I think there was one, where they said, well, we don't like it when the cop grabs it first, but if the city takes it first, that's much better. Well, in this particular case, they actually did it both ways. I don't know why, there's no explanation, but it happened twice and it happened in a different context in the two cases.
Was the affidavit based on both polls then, or?
The affidavit was based on both, yes, as well as the other information that he knew about before actually doing the polls.
Mr. Gormley, how would a citizen of Brookings who wants to maintain some privacy in the intimate items in their garbage maintain that privacy until in such a way that it, the items are finally disposed of into the earth such that you would not be able to get at them?
I don't know of an easy answer to that. I guess you could put it in a bag that didn't say city of something and leave it out there, and you could run around and try to find some receptacle at somebody else's house and throw it in there and hope they never traced it back to you. But if you got your insurance forms and other things in, that would make it pretty obvious. I don't know of an easy answer to that. I guess I would suggest that if you're doing drugs, don't put drug stuff in your garbage bag, and then you won't have to worry. And most citizens of South Dakota don't have to worry because we don't have that sort of stuff in our garbage.
But this case doesn't apply just to drugs. I mean, it applies to personal records, every purchase you ever made, what you eat, what you drink, how you live. It applies to everything. It doesn't apply just to drugs. But you're telling me that in Pier, for example, if you set your garbage on the curb, not only the police, but the neighbors have the right to come by and shuffle and intercept and search through that garbage, and you have no right of privacy to prevent it or stop it? You're telling me that?
Yes. Now, I will say to you, but I want to go back to, I don't agree that this case is about a lot of other things. This case is about drugs in a garbage bag because somebody got convicted of drugs because of the garbage pull, which led to the search warrant, which led to the house, which led to them being arrested and convicted for drugs. This isn't about somebody going through somebody's garbage to look at their insurance forms.
No, nope. But it expands it that far. It extends it, and it permits it.
I believe that what the court should do is deal with the case in front of it. And if cases come up where somebody gets convicted because their insurance form showed up in the neighbor's hands, then maybe we've got a different issue and we can deal with it at that point. In this case, we have information about drugs, and somebody went in there and got information, and these people were convicted of methamphetamine use.
We can't say that people have rights of privacy for some things and not for other things. I mean, once we say there's no right of privacy, it applies in everything. My neighbor can go through my trash. The news media can decide that they're going to check on what I have to drink every day and put it in the papers if they want.
I would argue to you that they can do that whether you tell them that you got a right to privacy there or not.
Well,
if the news media wants to go through their garbage, they'll do it.
Counsel, if there's a right of privacy, we can sue to enjoin that kind of behavior.
If there's a right of privacy in that particular context, I just don't see why the state of South Dakota should, I mean, reverse it. Because you're concerned that the news media might do something, or because you're concerned that the neighbor might look at your insurance forms, therefore we're going to have a right of privacy, and therefore the people who use drugs can put whatever they want in their garbage and nobody ever has any access to it. And therefore we can't do anything in this context in drug prosecution.
But that's not true. They could have access if they determined there was probable cause. And that's what we're talking about here. They'd have to have a reason. It would have to reach to the level that they would get a search warrant.
We had probable cause on the search of the house. I don't know how you get probable cause to look in an opaque garbage bag, assuming the people put their garbage in the bag inside the house. There isn't any way law enforcement's inside there to look and see what they put in.
You have two minutes.
I have one other question. Does this case hinge on where the garbage was sitting as well? I mean, that it was out by the road as opposed to in my backyard, in my fenced-in backyard?
Sure. At least, let's put it this way. Generally speaking, the courts say if it's in a fenced area, it's up next to your house where you haven't set it out to be disposed of, those are not situations where you've given up your right of privacy. It's when you put it out on the boulevard to be picked up by the garbage collector that you've lost that right of privacy. Sure, there are all kinds of factual scenarios here. The beauty of this case is that it's pure. This case doesn't have any of the kinds of facts that some cases have that suggest that the right of privacy wasn't given up. In this case, it's absolutely clear the right of privacy was given up. The property was abandoned.
Some of us might beg to differ with you, Mr. Gormley, on that point.
I understand.
Huh? Yes, sir.
I don't really have anything more, Your Honor,
all right,
unless there are questions.
Guess not. Thank you, Mr. Gormley.
Thank you.
Mr. Blassman, you have 10 minutes, sir.
Concerning who bought the trash bags and who owns the trash container, I can tell the court that my clients bought their trash bags, and I did include photos of their trash bags and the trash container prior to the motion hearing, because I assumed even at that point, if the evidence was not suppressed, that there would be an appeal in this case.
Are those pictures in the record?
Yes, they are in the court record, and that's why I took the pictures myself. I wanted this court to be able to look at the pictures of the trash bag and the trash container and where they were situated.
And the bags were in the container. This isn't a situation where the bags were... There were clear bags sitting on the lawn. These are opaque bags sitting inside a container.
The day I took the picture, I put the trash bag by the container so the court could see that it was an opaque trash bag, and the court can see City of Brookings written on the trash container that the bag would go into, but I did not take the picture of the trash bag in the container.
Did your clients testify at the suppression hearing?
No, they did not.
What evidence is there in the record that they had a subjective expectation of privacy in that garbage?
I'm basing that assertion on case law, Your Honor, that they have a reasonable expectation of privacy in their garbage.
What evidence is there in the record that this was on a boulevard, and you earlier said there was no, you didn't know about whether there was a curb, but you said there was no sidewalk, and you said it was on the curtilage of the property?
The pictures I took of the residence, Your Honor, there's two wide pictures, and then there's a close picture of the garbage bag and the trash container, and that does show not only the road, but the driveway to the appellant's house and the situation around where the trash
container is. And it shows that there's no sidewalk there or no boulevard.
To the best of my memory, that is correct, Your Honor. As far as Mr. Gormley bringing up the dissent in California versus Greenwood, in my opinion, Justice Brennan made a very persuasive argument that people should have a reasonable expectation of privacy in their garbage. And the cases cited by the majority in that opinion cited cases where the bag had been accidentally torn open, or a baggage handler at an airport had accidentally opened a container and something was seen then. That's not what happened in this case. In this case, the officer took sealed bags out of a sealed container, took it down to the police department, and opened them up and searched them. As far as increasing issues about privacy in society nowadays, I would submit that you can't go to a pharmacy nowadays without the pharmacist having you sign a document saying you have been advised of our policy on privacy. The state bar advises attorneys, advise your clients of what your policy is on privacy, keeping their records private.
Has the Fourth Amendment been amended since 1988?
Pardon?
Have we amended our Constitution since 1988 and the Fourth Amendment?
No, Your Honor.
Then why are you making these public policy arguments? Don't we interpret the amendment as drafted by the drafters?
Because California versus Greenwood, the Supreme Court said that what we base our rulings on is whether or not someone has a reasonable expectation of privacy on certain things. It's based on what society expects to have privacy in. And society changes over time, Your Honor. And I believe it has changed over time since 1988. As far as the black burn marks on the tin foil that Mr. Gormley brought up, the agent in this case, and this is the first time I've seen this in almost 17 years of practice in criminal law, the agent either smelled the evidence, he didn't field test it, and he didn't send it in to peer for chemical analysis. Yet he tells the court issuing the search warrant that he believes this tin foil was used to ingest methamphetamine, no test. And that's why I believe that there was no probable cause for the search warrant either. So, as far as the ordinances in Brookings concerning trash bags, trash containers, Section 7071 says it is unlawful for any private entity to deposit or cause to be deposited any solid waste material generated by that entity in or upon the property of any other entity. So even if I put everything in my own trash bags.
Is that in the record, that statute?
Pardon?
Is that city statute in the record? So we can read it ourselves?
It's not in the trial court record, no, Your Honor. I went into it because Justice Sabres asked me about it.
Right, okay. Well, maybe what you should do is make a copy of it for us. Because I think we can take judicial notice of it if you'll
supply it.
We can't.
We can't.
Just make one for me, then.
All right. But apparently in Brookings, you can't even take your trash bags through the dump yourself. You have to let the city do it. And the containers, when it talks about fly-tight containers, that's telling you what kind of containers you must have for the city to pick up your garbage. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Blossom. Court will be in recess till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.